author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 19th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. I got a lot of news and information. I want to get in this hour, take your phone calls all next hour, as usual. We'll ask everyone next hour. Kind of keep it brief for me a little bit so I can get everybody in. I've been having people hanging on there at the end, not getting on. To start us off, there's several things, as long as I do a broadcast, that I want to remember. And today, it fell on April 19th. It is the 21st anniversary of the siege at Waco, the mass murder at Waco by the ATF, by the federal government. The only people held accountable was the Branch Davidians, which a lot of people don't know. The local court there found them not guilty, but many of them was put in prison anyway through federal courts. But to get us started, just a little bit to recant it, many people believe that David Koresh or the Branch Davidians were responsible for the deaths of 74 men, women, and children who died in the inferno at Waco on April 19th, 1993. This is the story that the FBI has put out. But it is a lie. The guns they had were legal. The local sheriff investigated and found no basis for complaints against them. These were law-abiding American citizens, even if they thought differently than most other folks. What I'm trying to say is here, they had been investigated by the local sheriff's department and social services. The ATF was not there about any social service type of investigation. They trusted the U.S. Constitution to ensure their political rights, but they were murdered by agents acting under the authority of the U.S. government. Waco occurred under the presidency of Bill Clinton, with Janet Reno and Wesley Clark in supporting roles. Already back in 1993, the U.S. government demonstrated its contempt for the American people by carrying out a massacre to demonstrate its authority on primetime television. Few Americans realized that on February 28, 1993, when the BATF agents and National Guard helicopters zoomed in on the Branch Davidians' church and home, the Mount Carmel Center, they did so with guns blazing like Americans raiding a Vietnamese village. It is likely FBI agents deliberately sabotaged negotiations with the Davidians to prevent their exiting Mount Carmel. Now, I urge everyone, and I've done the giveaways before on this broadcast, watch, it's all on YouTube, Waco Rules of Engagement. These agents were mooning the people inside, women and children. They could not leave the compound. The agents were blaring all kinds of sounds, rabbits being killed, shining lights all through the building. They were trying to drive them crazy. And then acting like David Koresh did not do anything crazy. It was insane what actually went on here. Their goal was to destroy the building and its evidence, even if that meant the massacre of dozens of men, women, and children. After the February raid by the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms of Koresh's community there at Waco, the FBI and the U.S. Army took over, mounting a 51-day siege. This includes psych war tactics, sleep deprivation, all-night broadcasts of recordings and screams of rabbits being slaughtered. Finally, despite David Koresh's pledge to surrender upon the completion of his written explanation of the meaning of the seven seals, the FBI and the Army attacked. At dawn on April 19, 1993, 21 years ago to the day, and throughout the morning, tanks rammed holes in the main building, pumped in massive amounts of CS gas into the building, despite knowing that inside were more than a dozen children. The tanks demolished parts of the building and created tunnels for the wind to blow through. The building at this point was saturated with CS gas and spilled kerosene. Around midday, two U.S. military pyrotechnic devices were fired into the main building, igniting a fire, which, because of the holes in the walls, allowed the wind to gust through, spreading rapidly throughout the complex of buildings and becoming a towering inferno. 74 men, women, and children died, including 12 children younger than 5 years of age. Fire trucks were prevented by the FBI from approaching the inferno. After the buildings had burned down, the ATF flag was hoisted aloft to signify victory. Subsequently, the burned-out ruin was raised in an attempt to remove all evidence of this premeditated murder of innocent civilians by the agents of the U.S. government. This occurred, an atrocity which many Americans believe could never happen in this country. The lawyer for one of the survivors said at one of the U.S. government investigations, or what I prefer to call the whitewash, "In this country, when people are accused of a crime, they are arrested and given a trial. That's due process. If found guilty of murder, then maybe they are killed. We don't just kill them first. We have a trial." But this is not what happened at Waco. Now, I just want to say, I want to take a few minutes here and say, actually, what happened to me, and I know some of you have heard this before, but I'm going to share it again. I was not interested in politics. I was asleep. I wasn't paying attention. I was living my life. 1993, I was working all the time, and I just so happened, I was following the story of Waco, but I just so happened, which was rare, I was home on April 19th, and I was watching this. I was actually putting up a fence. I was watching this, and I seen what they were doing with knocking holes in the building and then the towering inferno, and it just enraged me so. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I saw this as mass murder of women and children by the federal government. I didn't really know what I could do, so I made a sign, and it said, "Government," or "The government just murdered women and children at Waco," and I put it out in front of my house. And I had really close neighbors. I lived in a mill town at that time. I made one and put on my truck, drove it around. You know, I didn't know what to do. So I started going to gun shows, and I remembered the documentary film, Waco the Big Lie, Linda Thompson, I believe. And I got that, and I started going to gun shows and getting more information and looking into this, looking into what was actually happening in our country, and it blew my mind. And the next thing was that no one felt the way I did. Majority, by far, condoned this. They were like, well, they were a cult. What difference should it make what their religious beliefs were? If local law enforcement and social services had investigated them and said they were doing nothing wrong, then whose business was it what their beliefs was? The ATF was not there about their religious beliefs. They were there saying that they were converting guns from automatic or from semi-automatic to automatic, which has never been proved. They said they stockpiled guns, but they were gun dealers. That's called your inventory. You know, this had came on the heels of Ruby Ridge. We had seen what had happened there. Then Waco. And many Americans seemed not to have a problem with the government using the military to go in, gas babies, and burn down a building full of women and children. There was no accountability for this, as anything else the federal government does. And for me, I started going to gun shows, getting information, looking into this, and I actually approached my local radio station, this one, and started doing a 30-minute broadcast, buying the airtime, hoping, against all hope, to make a difference. We're coming up on a break. We'll continue on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Just to wrap this up just a little bit on Waco, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it today. I urge everyone, watch the documentary film. It's on YouTube, Waco Rules of Engagement. See the truth for yourself, what actually transpired there, and then know in your mind, if it could happen there, it could happen to you. No one came to their rescue. And then here shortly, here in just a few moments, we're going to get into an update of what's happened at the Bundy Ranch since last week. It's happening today, people. It's not gotten better. It's gotten far worse. We have covered the stories of the federal government stockpiling ammunition, the local police departments getting military surplus from the wars of aggression in the Middle East. You just heard all the economic data. It is unsustainable in this country. And this is all being done by design. None of it is accidental. They would like you to think that. Some of you maybe believe that. But they are taking us exactly where they want us to go. Waco, when I interview people, a lot of times I ask them what woke them up, what sparked them to get involved, what made them want to be an activist, what was the trigger that made them know something was desperately wrong and they needed to help wake up other people. For me, it was Waco. For me, it was 21 years ago today. My life changed when I watched that building burn down. David Koresh jogged up and down that road. David Koresh went to Walmart. They could have easily picked David Koresh up. They did not want to. And you can say, well, they didn't get by with it. 21 years later, you're still harping on it. They got completely by with it. Completely by with it, they got. And we will see more of this. And I, for one, I know I was talking to the board of Republic Broadcasting. I, for one, believe they will be back for Mr. Bundy. It's not over. And for me, that is, it can be the spark that starts the next revolution in America. Burn, baby, burn. Because these people are not going to back down from anything other than the American people completely standing up to them. They're bullies. They're sadists. They're murderers. They're baby gassers. So you better decide how much freedom really means to you. So we don't have much of it, brother. It sounds good. It gives you the warm fuzzies. Every time there's any event, you have to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance and sing God Bless America. It all sounds great. But where's it at? Where's the freedom? This was the event that changed it for me. I went down to my local radio station. I bought the airtime, paid by the minute. I done it on cassette tapes. It was wildly unpopular. Some of you listening to this may remember those days. It was wildly unpopular. After a while, I quit. I came back, started doing it again. Then after the events of 9/11, I never ceased. Got back on the radio in 2008. Here we are today. And look what has transpired in this country from April 19th, 1993 till April 19th, 2014. Are you more free? Are you better off economically? Do you have any say in what goes on in the federal government, the policies? Absolutely not. Now let's get into Harry Reid, which now I will refer to as Harry Greed. Senator Harry Greed has escalated the war of words over the Cliven Bundy dispute, labeling the Nevada cattle rancher supporters as domestic terrorists during an event in Las Vegas. During the hashtags and headlines events at a Paris hotel and casino in Las Vegas, Reid referred to the Bundy supporters as nothing more than domestic terrorists. He even added, I repeat, what happened there was domestic terrorism. Now, this is, and we're going to play the clip after the next break, but this is how anyone in this country that stands up for freedom, stands up for the Second Amendment, stands up for the Constitution, opposes large government, opposes the wars in the Middle East, opposes this ridiculous foreign aid, opposes the Federal Reserve. You will be continually labeled as a domestic terrorist. These are scary times in this country when those of us that stand for sensible government, oppose tyranny, are labeled the domestic terrorists. This is something that will be ratcheted up. You'll see more and more of it. And I'm telling you, I think the federal government's aching for a fight. They may have left the Bundy Ranch, but that don't mean they're going to stay gone forever. And let me tell you something else. The Bureau of Land Management came down there and tased some of the family members. They're not worried about securing the southern border. This is for all those people that say, well, they'll never fire on Americans. What happened at Waco? Was you alive when that happened? What happened at Ruby Ridge? Yes, they will. Yes, they will. You've got veterans battle-trained returning into law enforcement. Yes, they will. They absolutely will fire on Americans. And I would wager that inside this year, you may well very much get to see that, sadly. Yes, they will. This is a tyrannical government completely out of control. Bloodthirsty, sadist. The very same people that want to kill Mr. Bundy and his supporters are the very same people that are flying drones and killing women and children in other countries. Yes, they will. That argument that comes up every time we discuss this, I find personally absurd. Because, yes, they will. They've done it before. What makes people think that they won't fire on American citizens? They were telling them they would to Bundy Ranch. But this Harry Reid's mindset is a window into the true character of the federal government of the United States and what they think of pro-Constitution, pro-freedom-loving people in this country. You and me are labeled domestic terrorists just for standing up. Anyone that stands up against the authoritarian tyranny of Washington, anyone that dares to speak out and say, this is wrong, you're taking us in the wrong direction, this is not freedom, you will be labeled the domestic terrorist. This is nothing new. We covered the Mike report a couple of years ago. We've seen it time and time again. Ron Paul supporters, Constitution Party supporters, you are labeled the new terrorist. The microscope is on the American citizen. You see, when 9/11 happened, they didn't go attack Saudi Arabia. They didn't secure the borders of the country on 9/12. They made the American people. They put the American people under the microscope. They started taking your rights away. You're giving up your security for supposed liberty, and it's all a farce. We're going to play the clip, Harry Reid, on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, and I've been wanting to get to this. It's posted on the website, thealternativemedia.com. Let's listen to the clip of what Harry Greed had to say about the supporters there at the Bundy Ranch.
These giants have rallied.
Hold on 1 second. We're going to have to make an adjustment here. All right, now hang on for me. Here we go. We're going to play the clip. This is Harry Reid earlier this week.
Ranchers, they pay their taxes, they pay their fees, and they follow the law. That's the way it should be. Now, what about Clive and Bundy? Clive and Bundy does not recognize the United States. He says that the United States is a foreign government. He doesn't pay his taxes. He doesn't pay his fees, unlike the rest of Nevada ranchers. And then he doesn't follow the law. There are two court orders that have directed him to get your cattle off the land. And one of them was one of the orders was written by Lloyd George, who was really one of the most thoughtful, considerate people in the country. He has exhausted his ability to go to court, but now he continues to thumb his nose at authority. I think that we have to put this in the proper perspective. I've spoken to Sheriff Gillespie in detail. I've spoken to the Attorney General, Eric Holder, in detail. I've spoken to James Comey, the head of the FBI, in detail. Talked to him yesterday. I've talked to the Secretary of Interior yesterday. And it's an issue that we cannot let go and just walk away from it. Keep in mind what happened up there. There were hundreds of people from around the country that came there. They had sniper rifles on the freeway. They had assault weapons. They had automatic weapons. And as one of the former sheriffs in Arizona said, and we had children and women lined up because if anyone got hurt, we wanted to make sure they got hurt first because we wanted the federal government hurting women and children. This is the deal, and it's not a good one. So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic terrorism. Okay.
All right, you heard it there. How about that? That's domestic terrorism. How about the hypocrisy coming from that piece of scum? Saying we should follow the law. We should follow the law. Did you hear him say Eric Holder and all the rest is in agreement with him? Do you now believe perhaps they'll be coming back? They're not going to stand for being humiliated by domestic terrorists? We cannot let it go, he said. We cannot let it go. Wow. Now, I'm looking forward to next hour getting your phone calls and hear what you have to say about this. Because they're talking about you. You're the domestic terrorist. If you don't knuckle down and lick the boot of tyranny of Harry Reid and the rest, if you don't submit, if you don't comply, if you don't run scared from the federal government, you're the domestic terrorist. How dare you stand up to the jackbooted thugs of the federal government? I'm telling you, people, it's getting scary out there because the mask is off. The federal government of the United States has taken the mask off. They're saying, yes, this is an open tyranny. We're building a police state. You have absolutely no rights. We don't care what you say. We don't care how you vote. We're coming after your guns. We're militarizing law enforcement. Now I want to finish with a little bit of what he had to say, and then you've got to hear this next article by Fox News and the money that the federal government has spent to try to collect their grazing rights. All right, to continue, Reid was referring to the standoff now Saturday in Bunkersville where the Bundy supporters, some of them who were armed, forced Bureau of Land Management agents to take back down and release about 300 head of cattle belonging to Bundy that they had seized over the course of the previous week. Reid claimed that Bundy viewed the United States as a foreign government while accusing his supporters of goading for violence. Now, I don't know personally if he believes that or not. Shouldn't matter, though. These were hundreds of people from around the country that came there, Reid said. They had sniper rifles in the freeway. They had weapons, automatic weapons. They had children lined up. They wanted to make sure they got hurt first. What if others tried the same thing? He said, what if others tried the same thing? What if other people stood up to our tyranny? What if there was a mass awakening and people was tired of us? And maybe they wanted to demonstrate against the federal government. Despite Reid's characterization of Bundy supporters as domestic terrorists, the only violence metered out during the dispute was when the BLM agents tasered and assaulted Bundy supporters during an incident on April 9th. No matter where you stand on the Bundy issue, Reid's characterization of American protesters as domestic terrorists is chilling, and backlash is almost certain to follow. It also fits the narrative that the federal government has been pushing for years through literature such as the Mayak Report, which framed Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, people who displayed bumper stickers, people who own gold, or even people who fly U.S. flags as potential terrorists. In 2012, a Homeland Security study was leaked which characterized Americans who are suspicious of centralized federal authority and reverent of individual liberty as extreme right-wing. Now, we just saw the IRS targeting Tea Party groups, church groups. The mask is off, people. Either you're awake to what's going on or you're asleep. Either you're part of the solution or you're part of the problem. Now, this story coming in from Fox News, which I don't use a whole lot, but now just listen to this, and we'll probably get caught up in the break. We'll finish it on the other side. The federal agency that backed down over the weekend in a tense standoff with a Nevada rancher is being accused of leaving a trail of wreckage behind. Now, you maybe haven't heard this. Fox News toured the damage allegedly caused by the Bureau of Land Management, which included holes in water tanks and destroyed water lines and fences. According to family friends, the Bureau's hired cowboys also killed two prize bulls. Now, you know, in a dispute like this where you're not paying grazing rights, you would think you would go to court, they would get a lien or a judgment against you. You wouldn't have the federal government of the United States come down and shoot up your stuff and kill your bulls. People, do you see what's happening in this country? If we allow this to happen, it'll just snowball, it'll just continue. A bully continues to bully until he's stood up to. Now, he was stood up to, but my feeling is the bully will be back soon enough. They had total control of this land for 1 week. And look at the destruction they did in 1 week, said Corey Houston, friend of rancher Mr. Bundy and his family. So why would you trust somebody like that? And how does that show that they're a better steward of the land when they treat it in such a way? Wow, that's really an interesting perspective. And this article, as we'll continue to get into it, has a lot of information as to how much money the federal government has spent on this, supposedly, to collect grazing fees. Have you ever looked at a map of the United States now to see how much land the federal government actually controls? It's staggering. It's staggering. It's staggering here in the state of North Carolina. It's amazing. Now, I was talking to the board up during the break. I'm going to try to line someone up to come on and discuss Agenda 21 because a lot of this plays into it. The dispute, the BLM and other law enforcement officials backed down on Saturday in their effort to seize Bundy's cattle after hundreds of protesters, some armed, arrived to show support for the Bundy family. In the end, BLM officials left the scene amid concerns about safety. And no shots were fired. The dispute between the feds and the Bundy family has been going on now for years. They say he owes more than $1.1 million in unpaid grazing fees. Now keep that figure in your mind. The $1.1 million, because we're going to be able to see this is obviously not about the money. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling.
You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com, and we're discussing a little bit of what's transpired in the last week at the Bundy Ranch. Going to be taking your phone calls all next hour if you'd like to call in and comment. Now, to continue on this story of Fox News, let me repeat just a little bit. The dispute between the feds and the Bundy family has been going on for years. They say he owes more than $1.1 million in unpaid grazing fees and long ago revoked his grazing rights over concern for a federally protected tortoise. They sent officials to round up his livestock following a pair of federal court orders last year giving the U.S. government the authority to impound his cattle. The feds, though, are being accused of taking the court order way too far. On Friday night on a conference call, BLM officials told reporters that illegal structures on Bundy's ranch, water tanks, water lines, corrals, had to be removed to restore the land to its natural state and prevent the rancher from restarting his illegal cattle operation. However, the court orders used to justify the operation appears only to give the agency the authority to seize and impound Bundy's cattle. Nowhere in the court order Does it say that they can destroy infrastructure, destroy corrals, tanks, desert environment, shoot cattle? Bundy's friends say the BLM wranglers told them the bulls were shot because they were very dangerous and could gore their horses. One bull was shot 5 times. This is the character of the federal government of the United States. Come in, start tearing everything down, shooting cattle. You know, they shot the dogs at Waco. You know, when you're in your house being surrounded by the government like that, and you hear shots ringing out, you don't know who's being shot or why or what. That's how the whole thing started at Waco. They run up in there and shot their dogs. But Houston said that the pen holding the bull wasn't even bent. It's not like the bull was smashing the pen and trying to tackle people or anything, he said. The pen's just sitting there. It hasn't moved. No damage whatsoever. Where was the danger with the bull? Plus, he said BLM vehicles appeared to have crushed a tortoise burrow near the damaged water tank. How's that for conservation? The BLM has not responded to requests or comments. Bundy has refused to pay the grazing fees or remove his cattle and doesn't even acknowledge the federal government's authority to assess or collect damages. The Bureau has said if Bundy wasn't willing to pay, then they would sell his cattle. However, there was a problem with that plan. Few in Nevada would touch Bundy's cattle for fear of being blacklisted. The sale yards are very nervous about taking what in the past has been basically stolen cattle from the federal government. Documents show the BLM paid Utah cattle wranglers $966,000 to collect Bundy's cattle and a Utah auctioneer to sell them. So here they're trying to collect a little over $1 million from him, but they'll spend $966,000 to get his cattle. There's absolutely no common sense in this government whatsoever. They will spend more money, which, you know, this doesn't even take into effect the salaries and gasoline and all the other expenses they've went to for this ridiculous, absurd siege. It's not about the money. Trust me, it's not about the money. The federal government of the United States goes $3 billion a day in the hole. It's not about the money. However, Utah Governor Gary Herbert refused to let Bundy cattle cross state lines, saying in a letter, "As governor of Utah, I urgently request that a herd of cattle seized by the Bureau of Land Management from Mr. Bundy of Bunkersville, Nevada, not be sent to Utah. There are serious concerns about human safety and animal health and well-being if these animals are shipped to and sold in Utah." That letter was sent 3 days before the BLM roundup, which is why the cattle were still being held Saturday in temporary pens just a few miles from Bundy's ranch. Morrison says BLM was setting on cattle because it had no way to get rid of them, setting up a potential tragedy as orphaned calves were not getting any milk and feed costs were about to skyrocket. The showdown is far from over. The BLM says it will continue to work to resolve the matter administratively and judicially, though Bundy still doesn't recognize federal authority over the federal lands that he continues to use in violation of a court order. The federal judge who issued the decision says Bundy's claims are without merit. The order from October 2013 says Bundy owes $200 per day per head for every day he fails to move his cattle. That amounts to roughly, listen to this now, that amounts to roughly $640 million in damages owed to the federal government for illegally grazing cattle. The federal government says it's owed $640 million for his grazing cattle. This is a Fox News story. My question through this whole thing's been, why is the federal government of the United States that can't operate the post office, the economy, Social Security, or anything else for that matter, makes a mess of everything it touches? Why in the world would states allow them to have control over any land? That should not be part of the federal government of the United States. The states should have complete control of their own lands. If they can't do any better job with it, they absolutely could not do any worse job with it. Now, with that said, there's an article, Western lawmakers gather in Utah to talk federal land takeover. It's time for Western states to take control of federal lands within their borders. Lawmakers and county commissioners from Western states said at Utah's Capitol on Friday, more than 50 political leaders from 9 states convened for the first time to talk about their joint goal, wrestling control of oil, timber, and mineral-rich lands away from the feds. It's simply time, said Representative Ken Ivory. Representative Wes Jordan, who organized the legislative summit on the transfer for public lands, along with Montana State Senator Jennifer Felder, the urgency is now. Utah House Speaker Becky Lockhart was flanked by a dozen participants, including her counterparts from Idaho and Montana, during a press conference after the day-long closed-door summit. U.S. Senator Mike Lee addressed the group over lunch, Ivory said. New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Wyoming, Oregon, and Washington also were represented. If it is possible, it would be one of the best moves that could ever happen in this country if you could take complete control of the property back away from the federal government of the United States. Now, they would fight kicking and screaming. It would be the same thing as trying to make them enforce their own immigration laws. You've seen how they attacked Arizona after they came after Arizona, because Arizona was going to attempt to enforce laws that the federal government of the United States refuses to enforce. It would be the same thing to try to attempt to take back the property in our own states that the federal government of the United States claims siege to. And it's going to be interesting to see, as this unfolds, what happens next. Harry Reid saying it's not over. Harry Reid saying Eric Holder, the Attorney General, Homeland Security is all behind him, that this cannot stand, that we must obey the law. Isn't it interesting? It's always about obeying the law when they think they can frame it from their perspective in that manner. But any other time when conservative groups are saying, obey the law. Obey the law. Enforce your laws with immigration or with the IRS Lois Lerner scandal or with Fast and Furious, the gun trafficking scandal. They don't enforce those laws. Wow, the way they pick and choose, and then with the prostituted lapdog media, you know, for the most part, everything I've seen on TV has been critical of the rancher and the protest. The media will continue to demonize the Patriot movement as radicals. We may even see a false flag event blamed on the Patriot movement in some way, shape, or form. You remember after Oklahoma City how that just dismantled many of the militias? We're coming up on top of the hour break, taking your phone calls all next hour. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.